Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight: increasing cloudiness and breezy. A low of 26. A high wind warning remains in effect until 5 o'clock. Unrelenting winds gusting to nearly 50 and in some places 60 miles per hour have been causing all kinds of problems across the area. Two semis apparently affected by the wind overturned on I-94 in Racine County. One, a tanker truck that ended up on the median wall near Highway K, and another off the northbound lanes near Highway 11. Both caused considerable traffic backups. Another semi overturned on the Burlington Bypass, closing traffic lanes there for over an hour. There have been several reports of roofs being damaged. A wall blew in at an auto repair shop on Douglas Avenue. And then there were the power issues, thousands of We Energy's customers being affected. We Energy spokesperson Kathy Scholl says crews are busy dealing with all those problems, and she urges everyone to be cautious around downed power lines.
It's just always a good safety reminder. If folks do see power lines down in their area, don't assume they're de-energized. Don't take any chances. Stay at least 25 feet away and call us to report the outage so our crews can deal with that safely.
Case High School and Mitchell Middle School closed early because of power outages. The winds have also fanned a few field fires, possibly sparked by downed wires. If you're driving, be watchful for closed roads and streets and non-functioning traffic signals along with blowing debris. Several people have also been injured by being pulled down by the wind or hit by debris, and two people believed to be children are being checked out for exposure in western Kenosha County after their boat capsized on Hooker Lake, dumping them into the water. The Racine Common Council voted 10-5 last night in favor of using $600,000 from the Intergovernmental Fund for a Phase 1 study to determine the feasibility of a lakefront event center, after having heard mostly negative response to the project during citizens' comments. Alderman Terry McCarthy reminded his colleagues this is only about funding a study.
This is not a request to build an arena. It's a request to build our information such as funding sources and financial viability. I'm not willing to say no to a potentially good idea without complete information or because of a personal vendetta. We have the right to say no ourselves after the study or to ask the voters. In any case, that decision needs to be made with complete information.
Alderman Mike Shields likened it to gambling while suggesting he'd be willing to seek a referendum and said development is needed at a smaller level. Alderman Jones, Shields, Widener, Smetana, and Lemke voted no to funding the study. Development agreements for two new developments in Sturtevant were approved last night at a joint meeting of the Village Board and its Development Authority. Grand Appliance and TV is planning a new 137,000-square-foot building just south of Renaissance Business Park. Grand Appliance owner Mark Reckling said the company is growing.
We really felt the need to consolidate, and we think it's a great opportunity. Good opportunity for growth here and the jobs here, for sure. We feel like the talent base will be better here than where it is right now.
The development agreement includes a $450,000 incentive that will be paid over 8 years, tied to the value of the development. A development agreement with Ashley Enterprises was also approved. That project involves a 438,000-square-foot speculative building next to an existing facility that could be completely leased out by the end of the year. The agreement includes a $700,000 incentive paid over 10 years to help pay for the infrastructure needed for the project. Both agreements were approved unanimously. With an obvious reference to the movie Footloose on many of their minds, the Burlington Common Council and Committee of the Whole had brief discussion about repealing a 1928 city ordinance regulating public dances and dance hall locations.
When we were revising the fee schedule, two of the items were a dance permit and dance hall license, and it was a dollar amount. So we explored it a little bit more to figure out what exactly that is. Well, it's a very antiquated ordinance created in 1924. The last issuance of a license I can find is 1996.
City Director of Administrative Services Megan Watkins said even the police department listed as dance supervisors by the ordinance wants to get rid of what is still a requirement for any organized dance. It was a short discussion with a few laughs mixed in, from which a council vote to repeal the ordinance is expected on March 21st. Janet Hoff, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.